If you like random, lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replayed Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza,
your introversion legend.
Reglanradio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes to be.
Kia ora tatu, everyone. Good evening. Hello, hello. It's been a minute. I think I took a longer break than I thought I would. There was always something happening on a Monday night. Either the surf was too good, or I was away, or both. Who knows? But I'm freshly recharged with new music because I just came back from Womat. So what we're going to do is, if you missed out Womat, don't worry. I got you covered. I got all the bangers. All the bands that left a big impression on me on the weekend are coming up. And we're going to start with Chai, spelled C-H-A-I-I. She finished off last night. And I was quite impressed. I think she's Persian-Iranian-Kiwi. I would consider her stuff being hip-hop, but it's quite heartsome. Anyhow, you just listen to it, and I hope you like it. This is Chai with We Be Killing It. I hope it doesn't have any swear words in it. I have to bleep those out. Other than the word ass, I'm pretty sure we can say ass at 7 o'clock on the radio. That was Chai with We Be Killing It, as seen last night at the Gable stage at Womat. Did not anticipate seeing her, but was quite pleased I did catch the last 20 minutes of her set. So she's born in Iran, raised in New Zealand, and based for a few months of the year at least in LA. So yeah, she's the new hot Aotearoa hip-hop newcomer queen. Yeah, it was quite fun. She also has some crazy crazy outfits. So that was Chai. We got another tune coming up later. Next is something that I feel like I would never come across and probably never would listen to at home. But when I see it, I'm like, yeah, that stuff is really great. Scottish folk band called Talisk. Not like my favorite whiskey that's called Talisker, but Talisk. I mean, also Scottish, so. So yeah, other than the Scottish accents, which, you know, always makes me melt away. The instruments, the violin, and then a little accordion and the guitar. Just beautiful. A really great vibe. This is Talisk with Echo. Thank you. Yes. It's not over. That should certainly help my Spotify algorithm to not just give me electro and house and techno all the time. Yeah, that's Talisk, a Scottish folk band. It's really nice when you see them outside and the wind's blowing. I don't think I would listen to it at home, but it was good fun. And again, can't beat a Scottish accent. It's just too freaking adorable. Up next on my WOMAD list here on Rendezvous with Reza for you tonight is Black Comet and Tikitane. We've all seen Black Comet probably a bunch of times here in Raglan. Recently, actually, I think I saw them not too long ago at the Yard, a couple weeks ago. And this is live at Totara Street, Highway to Funk. Woohoo!
That's me, let's go. I don't wanna be around here no more. I got a stolen Walkman, ACDC's on. Highway to hell, I hit the corner and I'm rolling on. If I'm gonna be damned, I'll be damned, no matter where I go. Hey, I just do what you wanna do,
what you wanna do.
Nothing gonna hold you down. You're on the run, you're on the loose. Just roll what you wanna roll. Hot times will bring you down. So break free, you're on the loose. You're on the run. Slack.
That was Black Comet and Tikitane with Highway to Funk live at Totara Street. And that, yeah, was a band as seen at WOMAD on the weekend. The good thing about WOMAD, for those of you out there who don't know, is that almost every band plays twice. I mean, the DJs don't. And certain others don't for some reason. But most of the band, so if you missed out on one day, they will play the next day on a different stage. And I do find that amazing because you get to see the good stuff twice. And the things you've missed, you get to see again. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. So this is Rendezvous with Reza today with a Womet special because Womet just happened this weekend. And a very fun surprise on the weekend was the ukulele death squat. And you might assume there's going to be a lot of ukuleles and things, but there's a lot going on with this band, outfit-wise, voice-wise. Yes, they do have two ukuleles, but they all play all sorts of different instruments, and they're really fun to watch. So if you ever get to see this Australian band, Ukulele Death Squat, here is Not Afraid. While we wait for Neil to pop in for some Raglan Rage...
Smile, you're in trouble. Something's burst your bubble. Let's watch those dominoes now fall. You're stuck in the ground floor. Elevator's never coming. Pretend that it's still running. Find some courage to stand tall.
I'm not afraid.
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 I'm not afraid of you no more.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Sharpen your blade.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid of you no more. Takes a hold of you, and now he's shipped, and now he's ripped. Your mind's a state of war, situation in your head. You're scared to be anyone, so be yourself instead.
I'm not afraid.
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 I'm not afraid of you no more.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Sharpen your blade.
I'm not afraid
of you no more.
Was Ukulele Death Squat with Not Afraid, and there were a few ukuleles in there, this particular song. Yeah, they were pretty fun to watch, so if you ever get a chance to see them, go do it. This is Rendezvous with Reza. It's Monday night, 7:22. We got another 8-ish minutes till Neil comes in for some Raglan Rage. We've been saving, man. We haven't been doing the show for 4 or 5 weeks, so I guess we got some rage to get rid of. Let's see. Let's see what that brings. You never know. Next up is also a big surprise for me at Womet. And to be fair, Womet is always a big surprise for me because none of those things I would ever come across or listen to by myself. So whenever I do, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Here is Who Shot Scott? Loner's Anthem. So if you're a loner,
you know
this one's for you.
The light. I never come on sight because I'm anxious at night. I've done this all my life and I was happy when I did not compare to those who love to dance through the night. And now it's normal life, but I'm just acting all right. But boy, it's so on sight inside this angst in a mic. It's really not a vibe, I'm super anti alike. I can't compare to those who love to dance through the night. And now it's normal life, I'm just like, eh, not for me. This shit is not for me, I'm just like, eh, probably. A lonely loyalty if I was, eh, for me, then maybe possibly it'd be more hard to need.
The big surprises for me at WOMAD, that was Who Shot Scott with Loner's Anthem. And Scott, I don't even know if that's his actual name, is an alternative hip-hop project by Iraqi-born, New Zealand-born and bred, no, not born because he's born in Iraq, but you know, New Zealand-bred artist and producer. Oh, Z. His name is Zaidoon Nazir. So Z, not Scott. But yeah, I do like the experimental vibe of that hip-hop situation very much. And it was super fun live as well. So if you ever get to see Who Shot Scott, and say that five times in a row, Who Shot Scott, Who Shot Scott, Who Shot Scott, you should do it. Got a few minutes till Neil gets here for some rage. And if I had to choose, oh, it's tricky. If I had to choose my favorite, one of my top three artists at WOMAD was probably 47 Soul, Palestinian electro band. Pretty epic. So here's 47 Soul, intro to Sham Step. They sing Arabic, as you do. It was so fun. We'll be right back.
فلاحين بون. درب القوافل نعرفها طفن ورود تلم تلم ربنا معبود راسمة صون العهود وقت الحزم حنا لجنود حرب وسلم رغمان حدود عنا حلم الغياب نستقبلها يا ابن العين يا ابن الله يا ابن النبع يا ابن البحر ابن السمكون الزنقة هاي الزقة وهاي احنا بنت العين بنت النار بنت النبع بنت البحر بنت السنكو والسنقة هاي الصقة وهاي حنا
was 47 Soul Intro to Shams Step, and Shams Step is apparently a Middle Eastern electronic music thing. So they're a Palestinian Jordanian electronic music group who are one of the main forces behind the Shams Step electronic dance music movement in the Middle East. So that's a thing. Learn something new again. It's 7:33, you're listening to Rendezvous with Reza, and I know it's been a bit quiet in the last couple of weeks because, you know, other things happened, but we're back! It's happening! Yeah, Raglan Rage, we're back. Hey, Niels.
We are back.
Son of Anthony Funky Monkey Tolan.
Very good. And it's good to be back. And
did you miss it?
We did, and it's good. But it is good to just not give out too much, you know, rage. Let people
let people do their own rage.
Because the last show, we gave them lots, quite a bit to deal with, and I think you needed that month just to
digest
it. And and so it's been building up again, and so we've had to come back again.
Oh, a few things have been building up, believe me, at least on my front.
Nice.
I'm talking about Raglan Rage.
Honestly. Yeah, of course.
So should we like go straight into the deep dive?
You are ready.
I'm so ready for some rage because it's been. I mean, there's been things.
There has been quite a bit. Eh? It's been very good actually. You've all done really well.
Yeah. So I find the newest thing is actually a video of the already damaged bridge on Wainui Beach Road is now more damaged because a car.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It was a very.
Did a few weird parking. I mean, I don't know if that's parking or.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
so
upside down parking.
There's a, by the little bridge there on the way to the beach there, there's a car on its roof.
Yeah.
Which some people would have seen that. And you get to really see underneath what a car is like under, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't really see that very much.
You don't.
So that is what a car looks like. And.
Beer
hopefully
goggles.
The person was okay.
I think beer goggles were worn.
Yeah, or cell phone, you know, that you're on the cell phone.
Yeah. I hope that people are okay in the car, obviously. But it,
what kind of feedback are we getting
on
that?
Oh, a lot.
You can't
116 comments. Someone could be in there. Go back and check if you haven't. I hope there's no one inside. Where is this? Excuse me. You're not from here. Definitely check inside. Also, everybody says you should check the car inside. There's no police tape, so it's not been checked by police. Possible someone is inside. Can you update? Okay. They ran out of tape. It's been attended to.
Yeah, possibly could have.
4 a.m. is apparently when the sirens went off. So
That
might have been the situation. No one in it. Fire and police went at 4 a.m. It's now empty. Well, but somebody had to be in there for it to be parked this way.
You would think so,
right?
Unless it rolled from the top of the hill. But I'm pretty sure, it would be quite scary, I guess, you know, when you roll your car onto the roof.
Is that Waingaro? No, it's not. People don't even know where this is. Why are you on the regular noseboard? Everybody. Anyhow, what color is that car, please? Okay.
Asking for a friend.
Hopefully it's not leaking oil into the mountain stream. All right,
Yes.
Has been reported to council. Oh, and then there's a lot of people crashing on the road. It's becoming a thing. It's bad. It's terrible and all that. Well, anyways, I mean, you wouldn't expect anything too outrageous from...
No.
Or particularly outrageous from something like that.
Hopefully you are safe out there.
Whoever you are. Hope you get a new car soon because that one looks a bit totaled.
Yeah. Very scary stuff.
Yeah. What you got?
I guess there's one here. Anyone flying from NZ to California in the next, it's not really a rage, 2 to 4 weeks. I need to send a check bag from Raglan and we'll cover costs and compensation.
It sounds like a drug mule situation to me.
It does in a way, it's kind of
sketchy.
Would you?
To be fair, I've done that for a German acquaintance.
Yeah, but
she's like, costs $500 to send a parcel. So I was like, I can chuck that in my carry-on bag.
Yeah,
it was like
$4.95.
Yeah, it was like a bag, like I don't know, just clothes and stuff.
A few good comments. I would be keen to take anyone's bag on an international flight. It might be safer to use a courier. That's a good idea. Try pack and send. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Chappelle Corby? ? Sure. In exchange, can you sail back a yacht I just bought in Colombia for me?
LOL.
Yeah.
I can see a movie. See a movie coming, or a Netflix series. Boogie board, Kevin Holmes, ? Here's another one. Who's the drongo? Drongo is a great word, isn't it?
Is drongo a word?
Yeah.
A derogative word?
Yeah.
D-R-O-N-G-O.
Yep, drongo.
Wow, I've never heard that one before.
Who's the drongo out there burning rubber? Like you're the only person in the world. Idiot, go to sleep. Dell, he goes, head me at Drongo. Head me too at Drongo. That's not a word that gets used much.
It should be used way more. I'm going to call everybody a drongo from now on when they're doing something silly. Someone else
says, me too. Been a while since I heard that word. I thought we were the only family who still use it. We shortened it to dong dong, but with a long sounding O. Dong dong. Yeah, we say dongy. My mum's old faves go hard through dips.
Well, then say it in like a Kiwi accent. You're like, you're such a dongy, eh?
Dongy.
Are you dongy, eh?
That was my father's favourite word.
Great.
Yep. That was between 3 a.m. I wonder if they set their alarm clock to get up in time to go and play. Hey. No sleep for the wicked. Mm-mm. Yeah, I heard him too. Sounds like he's on government. Drongo. You're on, sis. LOL. They thought it was cool just to burn outside the rest home as I saw the car and I went out. The jacks took off towards the main road. Been in the supermarket car park over the night as well. Someone must know these guys. So that was the drongos out there.
Rila's new favorite word. You can even, like, if you put a nice little accent to, like, a drongo.
Drongo.
It sounds like an African word or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Drongo. Sounds like drums.
Yeah.
I'm playing my drongos today.
Yeah.
You know? I think that was a Russian accent, though. Never mind.
Drongo. You are welcome to come in.
I like... So, the thing is about the regular notice board, I mean, it's the name, right? Regular notice board. Things that need to be notified, like, hey, opening of this new shop, or hey, State Highway so-and-so accident, like, things that need to be notified. Some people use it for their personal updates of like, hey, here's me doing this. Hey, here's me taking this picture of a sunset. And, you know, people don't mind. Mm. But then there's things like this. Teakau looking over Raglan at 11 p.m., assuming it's light pollution in the picture. And I was like, so what is that notifying me of light pollution? Yeah. Is it just like making sure I know it's not a fire?
Yeah, light pollution, yeah.
I mean, it is because it's Auckland. That's Auckland. But yeah, and then there's a bunch of other pictures of an actual fire happening as well. So, but that was... Then there was a confusion of, well, that was Friday night. That was a different night where things were burning. But it could have been the fire at the campground because there was a fire out at Rupuki Motor Camp, as we all know.
Yeah, yeah.
That could have been that. But yeah, the light pollution in general is what you see when you look north. Yeah.
Light pollution.
It's normal. It's a thing. It's also not a bad, I mean, it's just a thing. I don't have feelings about it. But
you put it out there and it raises.
And it's a notice. It's a notification. There you go.
Putting out there. I might do that tomorrow night.
Yeah. Like every night.
Light pollution. My outside light was on.
Are we ready for a tune?
Yeah, I reckon. Let's do it. Let's do a bit of a tune. And,
let's do a tune. Because I brought all my Walmart music with me.
Love it.
The
I heard
weekend.
It was a great weekend.
It was epic, as always. So here's Bala de Sejo and, oh God, a bunch of other people. But Bala de Sejo is the main, they're Brazilian.
Nice.
Passarinha. And me and Safia were kind of a little bit in love with the singer because he had really voluptuous hair. And we were like, oh, look, it's our future husband.
I used to have voluptuous hair.
You used to.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
So I know what that feeling's
like. You
know,
when all the girls go crazy for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was voluptuous hair.
That was basically us. So here's Bala de Sejo with Passarinha.
Enjoy.
Or however you say that in Portuguese.
Quiero te besar, amor, porque no quieras quedar conmigo, amor.
soy una pasariña y quiero volar. Si tengo mis alitas, no importa. Quiero porque quiero te dar amor. No sé muy bien lo que es conmigo, amor. Soy una pasariña y quiero voar. Si tengo mis asinhas, corta. Cuando más alto voy, avance la espalda, como arrebina de la arepa, una semilla que aguarda por libertación. Cuando más alto voy, se acaba el alma, toda la gran esperanza de estar delante de mí. Quiero que quiero te besar, amor. ¿Por qué no quieras quedar conmigo, amor? Soy una pasariña y quiero volar. Si tengo mis alitas, no corto. Quiero porque quiero te dar amor. No sé muy bien lo que es conmigo. Sou uma passarinha e quero voar. Se tenho minhas asinhas, não corta. Quando mais alto voy, la luz en la espalda, pluma revina de la arepa, una semilla que aguarda por libertación. Quando mais alto.
I did talk about the lead singer, but that was actually a woman. But that's fine. Bala de Sejo with Pasariña. They do have a big band, so they're kind of, you know, shifting.
Yeah, shift around.
Shift around. But she had gorgeous hair, too. And a wonderful dress. I was quite in love with a dress and her.
I'll be checking them out. Love those tunes. Nice and relaxing. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your little coffee there on the deck and you just got that music going and you...
Yeah.
You could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Tunes.
What else is raging in this little town?
Raglan Rage. Just go to my little area where I save some of these great rages. Quite a few FPOS cards going missing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's always an ongoing kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. I have seen that too, where it's like, oh, brought it to police or.
I guess once we get the microchip in our arm.
And our skin.
Not going to lose it as much.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be boop.
Yeah.
What else have we got here? Nice to see the fence cut again over the airfield. That's always a good one.
Did
it always
see
gets
that.
Quite a few people. Well said. Someone said. No, it wasn't a central government order. It was recommended by the CAA.
Yeah.
Not the CIA. CAA.
No, that's the Civil Aviation Association or something. They're doing all the air things.
So they're doing that stuff. It's important to remember that for 70 plus years, there's not been a single accident involving a plane and a pedestrian. Not one.
It's not the point. The point is not about... Oh, I could go on and on.
Thank you to the darlings that keep cutting.
Yeah. You guys do know that the more you cut that, like that's all taxpayers' money, you know? Mm. You're basically wasting your own money for reinstating that fence. So who are you actually hurting with that is what I wonder.
Yeah. People take offense to cutting fences.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they shouldn't. Eh.
Don't blame all of us. I've only lived here 6 years. We've got a Trump shadow. You're welcome in there.
Yeah.
His little thumb there.
I did see that.
Little
orange
gift.
Face. Such a cutie.
Thank you, Risa.
And Neil's like, oh my God, I knew she had a weird taste in men. But really?
Yeah. But.
Well, he's a ginger, right? I'm into gingers, okay. So that counts.
There you go, gingers.
His face is super ginger. Like, it's orange. He is an orange. I'm attracted to men with power, you know?
He's got some power.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's loading. Are you connected to our Wi-Fi? Our Wi-Fi?
No, but it should work, really. Yeah, you know. Oh, here we go.
So I got the walking every day at the airport and noticed that someone is constantly destroying fence more and more. I just don't get it. Shame. I like that the airfield is considered an airport.
Yeah.
I do like the word airport, but to be fair, it's Andrei Jagodich, so I assume English is not his mother tongue.
Yeah.
Their mother tongue. But yeah, airport is great. If you're walking at the airport,
like it.
Why are you complaining? You wouldn't be able to walk it if the fence was up. What about it is a shame? What's a shame is it hasn't been returned to the rightful owners. See, people don't understand that it's been in the, council has said for many years, we're giving it, we don't want it anymore. We're giving it back. The problem is that the commission that has to go through is dragging its feet, and that takes forever. It's like this whole crown situation. Like, council is like, take it. We don't care. Tomorrow, you know? But the people who are going through that process are who take up so long. So it's not council issue. It's not like they don't want to give it back. Just so y'all can just shut the F up. Makes me a bit angry sometimes.
I can tell.
Blah, blah, council.
Tell.
Blah, 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 council. Oh, no, here we have somebody actually saying that. The council actually want to give it back, but the current legislation makes it very difficult. Laws made many moons ago make it hard. It's the same with a lot of land that was gifted to council for community usage. With the recent removal of funding of the Waitangi Tribunal and the recent change of government appointed tribunal, panel consisting of ACT and national supporters such as Richard, who do not have an interest in Māori land affairs. The wait times for judicial hearings in Māori land court are now backed up for years due to cutting back of admin staff needed in the Māori land court system caused by the funding cutbacks. So yeah, it's not actual the council this time. It's way further up the chain of bureaucracy. BS. There you go. That's exactly what I said. It's not council's fault.
You said those words.
The exact same words
Was
what
it
I
from
used.
Your fake account?
Yeah.
Your fake Facebook account?
Yeah.
That you use?
Yeah. And now Andre understands the issue.
As you were talking, I was thinking.
And then, sorry, I need to.
Yeah, go for
and
it.
And then he also says, but what is happening in the meantime? Up and down with the fence, ratepayers are paying this cost. See? Also what I said. All the things that I said
are
on the notice board, y'all. Just
and saying. That is why you are on the show.
That's why I'm allowed to say whatever I want on the show. Well, almost whatever I want. Anywho. Shall we move on from the evil council airport situation?
Yeah, well, this one is a rage, but it's not a rage. It's an important rage, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do walk this road as well. Hey, drivers, I walk with my small son most days to school, and I've got to say that while in the patch of footpath between Monaco and Cross Street, some of you are freaking me out, speeding up to leave town or not slowing down coming into town. That piece of footpath is absolutely rubbish. It's so narrow, and when you drive past us faster than the speed limit, looking at your phones, I see how easy it could be to accidentally go into the footpath. Also, when the weather is wet, that footpath can be covered in water, pushing kids onto the road. Please slow down. It would be devastating if a child or anyone else was injured or killed. And I've got to say, I have been on that road going, actually, those cars could actually just wipe me out. This is at night.
At night, there shouldn't be any kids there, though.
No, I'm adult myself. I'm putting myself in that situation where I could actually just
consider
be
yourself an adult.
I could be wiped out.
Since when?
But it is a bit tricky there. So keep your speed down, people.
Mm.
There's a footpath on the other side, someone says. True, there is, except it's still flat with road and would mean children would need to cross in the place of where the traffic is still speeding up to leave town or not yet slowed down coming into town. A few comments on there. Traffic's on roads. Especially during times they see kids walking, that's absolutely a no-brainer. I've petitioned council for a crossing many times. They don't care. I was waiting under the tree, waiting for four kids and filmed 5 minutes and saw four near misses with kids darting across the road with cars not slowing. I sent it in. Still nothing.
Hmm. It's a shame.
It's so scary. If the pathway is covered by overgrown lawn or flax, log it into council as well. Use the Inteno app. That's quite a cool little app to use if you're logging incidents.
Yep.
And what else? Well, drivers shouldn't be on their phones anyway. That's right. But unfortunately, that's what I've seen a lot. Me too, now and then.
I have to admit, I'm a terrible texter and driver. Like, terrible. Mm. Like, I have full-on conversations.
Let it all out.
Like, I was driving 3.5 hours today from New Plymouth, and I was literally texting someone the whole freaking drive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is so bad, I need to stop. But also, I really want to answer right now.
I think a few years ago, I got scared because I did the same, did a text. And then up ahead, I did see a cyclist, and I thought that was after the texting, but I was thinking that's how easy it could be, you know? You have a precious life and others' lives are precious, and sometimes pulling over.
I know. I'm a bad, bad person.
You are a bad, bad girl.
Bad girl. Hey, this is not Reza After Dark on Tuesday at 8:30. You need to keep
that little. Where's that little whip thing you had before?
Yeah, I forgot to bring my whip today to work.
So there's a few little things there to keep you going. Bit of regular rage.
Rage.
To all those drongos out there who text and drive.
Oh my god, drongo is literally my new favorite word. Oh my god,
it's not bad, eh?
It's good. Should we do one more tune and then,
and we'll see what we've got.
Wrap it up with some more rage. So you might appreciate, have you seen my baby here at the yard?
I didn't know you had a baby.
Did you see my baby?
No, not yet.
My baby was amazing.
Yeah, no, I was there, my baby. There's a conversation I have as well when you tell people, what are you up to tonight? I'm going to see my baby. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
You've got a baby?
Yeah, I'm going to see my baby.
Yeah, they were great. Like, hey? They were really cool.
They actually announced a show a day before WOMAD that they would come to WOMAD.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was like, oh, look at that. Fun surprise. So let's play My Baby with Uprising.
Like it.
More. Oh, allow me in your dream. Oh, allow-
yeah. That was My Baby, Uprising. My Baby, a band from Amsterdam. Very, I don't know, a lot of funky, bluesy, folky, little country. It's got all the things, eh?
They take you on a journey, don't they?
Mm. They're super fun life, aren't they?
Yeah.
And she's very nice to look at too, I have to say. Yeah. She was wearing a kick-ass outfit, and apparently she was wearing the same outfit at WOMED that she was wearing here.
Oh, nice.
The little floppy thing at the skirt. Yeah. Such a nice outfit. Work, yeah. Loved it. So that's that.
Good work.
Let's just throw in some paid advertisement to pay Aaron's bills.
Looking for a conference room for your next get-together? Raglan Holiday Park's Hui Room is a modern facility that caters for up to 35 people. And with large screen, bathroom facilities and a full kitchen, it's perfect for team building, meetings, events and more. The Hui Room is only a few metres from the beach, which is great for extra activities, and accommodation is available for anyone coming from out of town. We do great discounted rates for locals too, so give us a call on 825 8283 today.
The Harbour View Hotel, the centre of Raglan, a bastion of good time. Great food, music, live bands, sports on the big screen, functions, gaming, accommodation and more. Join us for weekly entertainment, Trivia Tuesdays and Major Prize Draws Thursdays. Saturday entertainment, Sunday brunch and enjoy a beautiful meal in our award-winning restaurant. We look forward to welcoming you and yours for a great time in Raglan at the Harbour View Hotel.
If you have ever thought about volunteering, now is a great time to contact Volunteering Waikato. Their website makes it easier than ever before to find the right opportunity in your town. Get involved in your community, boost your CV, meet new people and learn new skills. For more information, go to volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. Volunteering Waikato, enriching lives.
All the time.
Are you catching them yet?
Just the big ones.
There's a big one. Hey, welcome back to Rendezvous with Reza. I have Neil here with me for our Raglan Rage segment where we dissect, analyze, and certainly don't make fun of the Raglan Notice Board.
No, it's just what it's doing is just repeating what you have all put out there.
Yeah, to make sure everybody knows.
On the world wide web.
Yeah.
Here's one. Mm. To the little shits that think it's funny to bang on someone's door, then take off. If I catch you, look out. You better not do it to my elderly neighbors.
Okay, you'll be warned.
Just kids having a bit of fun. Be fun when they're caught too.
Oh my.
Will be fun when they're getting a knock on their face.
Little grongos. Was it grongo?
If this is just kids having fun, prank, then why are people getting so bent out of shape? If you get terrorized by a knock on the door, you may need to be medicated. Who said it was fun? The kids. So you know them. What's your addy? You want to pick up some meds? I'm not going to be butthurt by a knock on the door. So yeah, if you know my addy, kids, feel free to come and play a prank like this. I'll laugh with you. LOL, just say you're scared. That's the thing, they didn't knock, so maybe next time don't speak on things you don't know nothing about. Give me your address and I'll show you what happened. Just keep adding you to the list of locals who think it's funny to terrorise women and children.
You have a list, mate?
Go visit Keith's Fuddy and don't forget to take some stones with you. I reckon.
If
someone's
going to
play Ding Dong Ditch, you only do it in the daytime and do it once. That way you don't scare people and definitely don't do it to elderly or houses with little kids. At least be respectful while playing a silly old school prank.
Oh my God.
Oh, the old Ding Dong Ditch. Agree. My kids did that to my neighbors when we first moved to the street. LOL. Poor things are all elderly too. We found out one day one of the neighbors passed, so now I think I convinced my daughters that it was their fault. Because of this game, Ding Dong Ditch.
Hey, so, we should call it Ding Dong Drongo Ditch.
Yeah, Ding Dong Double Drink. Cut it out, mate. Aha, bang, bang, bye. Another great game was to throw stones on tin roofs at night. Oh, these are all games that I've played that I'm thinking, yeah. As I read this, I'm thinking, yep, I did all this 100%. Stuff. 100%. Dangerously stupid. I hope if any fool tries this, they will get a broomstick thrown at them. Hey, little brats, I know brats. You'll be reading this. This guy little here brats. Will come out to play with you. Get your rocks and stones to practice.
That sounds a little bit weird. Hey, don't you little be brats, such this guy's going to come play with you. What?
Colonizer fun. You getting up to mischief again, mate? I thought you grew out of this. Someone's tagged in. The old knocky door run classic. Grow up, Stuart. We've talked about this. Harmless prank. This is really going deep, isn't it?
Wow, how many comments does this have? It sounds like 120
old school
comments.
Kid fun. Better than Ram Raids. Good point. Chur, I'll come smash their doors. Chur, book direct with Air New Zealand. Give the addy, I'll have someone over. It's all go. It's all there. It's
a bit much, dare I say.
So there's quite a bit there. I used to play this game quite regularly.
Yeah, who hasn't?
When I grew up. We used to do the, because I live in Scotland and we had these big tower blocks. And so you'd take the lift all the way up. And then me and my mates, there'd be three houses on each landing. And it would be like, go, boom, run downstairs. Next one, boom, next one, boom, next one, boom. And we just thought it was great fun.
Sounds good.
Because over there they have the little where you put the letters through, so you can kind of give it a real little flick.
Yeah.
Dig-a-dig.
Yeah. Flick it.
And then it would be great when you got chased.
Oh, really?
And,
you
just get
that?
Chased by teenagers. And you didn't want it, but you did want it. Yeah. So you did it. You got away. Then you go back to that same house the next day. Just to... And then finally he caught us.
So I got something here.
Okay.
It's been a few weeks, 25th of February. Also, like, a lot of comments on that one, like a gazillion comments. We have had an increasing number of drones flying over our properties in Whale Bay, operated by real estate agents who were selling some of my surrounding neighbors' properties. The Civil Aviation Authority rules requires that whoever intends flying a drone over your property seeks your permission first before doing so. Over the past few weeks, I note that none of the real estate agents who have been flying drones over my individual property has bothered to obtain my permission beforehand.
Mm.
Take this as notice that if any of you do this again, I will report you to the authority, as I find it an invasion of my personal space, and frankly, some of the properties you are selling out here are further up Whangarei from our house, and we cannot fathom why the hell you're flying in this first place over our home in Calvert Road. Sorry, I'm just making the noise.
Yeah, I can hear
it. Maybe she wasn't that upset, but I'm going to make it sound really upset.
Yeah.
This is not an idle notice or moan. I think this is a moan.
Yeah.
But a public warning to those agents concerned. And you know, and the rest of my neighbors around me know who you are too.
Yeah.
Sounds very threatening. At the very least, show some respect and courtesy by asking mine and my neighbors' permission first before flying your drones over my house, which are not for sale. And if we decide to sell at some point, we definitely would not use any of you. That was really? A big, like, that she went from one thing to the next.
So, hey. Obviously, something's happening at that property.
Yeah. And then there's people, happened to me too. And then there's, like, people making, like, a slug gun joke.
Yeah.
BB gun. DUPTC starting UAV drone operations from 24th Feb also should be a lot less visible as they work at higher altitude. What's the intention of DUPTC drone operations? I would like to know that. a friend of mine, she's like, oh dear lord, eye roll emoji. Let them do their job. How does a drone flying over your property trying to get good footage of a house that is not yours affect you negatively? And can you imagine the backlash this lady?
I bet.
When it's right outside my home office window, disturbing my train of thought while I'm writing up reports, when I'm out in my garden, minding my own business, not interfering in anyone else's. It's intrusive and annoys me. Bloody blah blah.
And the thing is, you don't know who's behind that drone. Is it a Drongo drone?
Yeah. And then, are you kidding? It's like someone peeping through your windows. Well, I mean, I get that. I don't have an opinion, I have to say. For once, I do not have an opinion about this. But if people find it intrusive, I think they're allowed to find it intrusive.
Yeah.
Right?
I do remember the London Marathon and probably a helicopter back then, but... What you could do is, there was a big guy, I think he was quite large, he went on the roof of his house, and he was doing, like, is it called a starfish?
Mm.
So he wasn't wearing much at all.
Yeah.
And I remember that was on the TV. Like, and I was like, that is the best. So he knew the runners were coming and the camera was going to be over there and he was just on there. So maybe just do some embarrassing things on there and then they'll stop. They'll be like, okay, we cannot do this anymore because we are getting some embarrassing content.
Oh, the comments keep on giving, but I can't be...
There's a lot though, eh?
Buttered to... Anyways.
I can kind of see their point at the same time, yeah, but...
I do.
But...
I do and I don't. I don't know. I just want to be facetious and say...
Yeah, the videos do look good, like when you look at the houses and you go, well, that looks really cool, actually.
Yeah.
From the drone.
But anyhow, if it's yeah, interrupting.
They're always watching us anyway, aren't they?
Everybody. There's Big Brother out there. They're all watching us.
It's all connected. They're all watching us.
So don't worry about it. Hey, is this us? I feel like
we're getting
he's
close.
Nodding. He's nodding. Well, Neil's nodding.
I think this week's been good. Just to get back into the rhythm.
Feel free
to keep uploading. Upload that rage. Get that rage out
get
there.
Get your moan out on the notice board. We read it. If no
put
one else
put the caps
will.
On. There hasn't been many with caps for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, I need
there?
More caps from y'all.
Come on, boomers.
Surely. Surely there's some caps. Hey, I'm going to play you a Scottish band for your
au revoir. Yeah, totally.
Talisk. I saw them at Walmart. Really great folk band. Do you know them?
No.
They're amazing. Really good. I mean, they have the Scottish accent, so I'm kind of like eating everything up they do.
Very
but
cool.
So here's Talisk with The Hills. Neil, thanks for coming, and I see you next week.
Yes, you will do. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in and paying your Patreons for our show. Oh, that's not us? Okay, that's all right.
one, not quite the rager that I thought it would be. That's fine. We're going to do some banging tunes. So that's Talisk, Scottish band with The Hills. And up next is O. It's just O and a dot. Band from the UK. Kick-ass drummer lady. And a guy on a saxophone. That's all. Listen to that. So freaking good. Yeah, that band is so incredible. I'm so glad I got to see them at Womat. This is the Womat special here on Rendezvous with Reza. We got another 9-ish minutes, so let's make it count and play all the good stuff from Womat. Here's another Who Shot Scott. Really like that. Yeah, the boy got the juice like lemonade. Only ride with the crew, gotta set it straight. Yeah, take time till I elevate. They don't know how to love, so they gotta hate. Man, you're so pussy. You're no real dog. You know I got it, I'm popping up. Are better than everybody's for real, dog. Oh yes, I'm cocky, I'm better than you for real, dog. Pow for pow. You know I gotta unload. You gotta take my shot. They don't even know. But my pocket's so greasy. Yeah, you know it's tenfold. Like That from Who Shot Scott. Iranian-born Kiwi. So he's born in Iran but grew up in Aotearoa. That was fun. He was really fun. I'm just going to keep playing the three or four bands that I loved so much at Walmart. Here's 47 Soul, Dapka System from the album Semitics. Palestinian Jordanian electro trio.
شتات ناس زوق مال رسالي من اللي بتحكي انت فيه بلوغ في منوع تحت من ضلنا في الوحل او من جن ومنهج الجاهل بس لا شوي روح جاب الحلم مخزوق ضلك معنا السوق من ضلنا نطلع فوق
Turn up the sound of the Galilee love. You hear it now, stop on رسالة ما بعدت الكل رسالة ما بعدت لك رسالة ما بعدت لي ما بعدت لي ما بعدت لك لا لا رسالة ما بعدت لي رسالة ما بعدت لك هسا جاي تلومني وانا من قبل يا محبتك لا بكتبي ولا بكتبك لا بشرقي ولا بشرعك دخلك هالحكي كله يرضى في ربي ولا ربك انا
with Dupka System and let's squeeze in two more. The next one is Shy again with Dande. Okie doke, everybody. That was Chai with Dande, and it's 8:32, so I'm 2 minutes past my curfew, but who cares? We're going to go out with a bang and do O again with Ogo, or O-G-O. No idea how they would pronounce that. And yeah, have a good night, everybody, and Jesus, it's already dark. It's 8:30, I guess. Summer is a little bit over, maybe. Anywho, have a blessed evening and hear you all next week. Happy day.